Jack keep going. You can't turn back. You come too far. You can't give up. You work too hard. Jack keep going. You can't turn back. You come too far. You can't give up. You work too hard. Jack keep going.
When you come to that pressure, please know that I feel you. Gotta take care of the kids and put food on the table. Why bills do? You got pressure on top of pressure, but I don't think they understand. Life ain't pitching up a fastballs. Ain't nothing coming underhand. Real greatness get tested, but you can't stop you investing. They say pressure made diamonds. Embrace your pressure, don't stress. Tell me why would you stop? Tell me why would you quit? We just looking for the victory. We ain't looking for the end. Gotta stay focused. Gotta be staying on top of your game. Gotta be locked on the target. Gotta stay focused. Fix your aim. Hit them up. Bang, bang, bang. They thought you would fall off, but ain't nothing changed. You the little engine that knew they could. Now everybody wanna ride the train.
They watch. You know it. Be silent. Stay focused. Keep grinding. Just trust me. One day you gon' be the dopest.
You gotta put something in. If you gon' get something out, why get in and get out? Don't stop.
Jack keep going. You can't turn back. You come too far. You can't give up.
Let's roll. Hello, fellow scholars and perpetual learners. Welcome to another invigorating episode of Dissertation in 90 Days, brought to you by Writers ER. I'm your host, Dr. J, and I'm thrilled to be your guide on this adventure through the riveting world of academic writing, research, and dissertations. We've embarked on a journey to demystify the intricate tapestry of scholarly research, making it not just attainable, but enjoyable. Oh yes, you heard me right. Who said dissertations can't be fun? Now let's dive deep into the essence of today's conversation. We are wading into the rich, sometimes convoluted, but utterly indispensable world of ethics and research. It's like the compass, guiding a ship through the vast, unpredictable ocean of knowledge. Without it, we would be lost, possibly stranded on the island of misinformation and misinterpretation. So, why are we exploring this topic today? Well, it's quite simple. Ethical oversight is the lifeblood of credible and legitimate research. It's the backbone supporting the body of knowledge we are all striving to contribute to. And yes, every credible backbone needs its set of vertebrae. Enter Research Ethics Committees, RECs, and Institutional Review Boards, IRBs. Are you wondering what these are? Imagine you're creating a wonderful new recipe. The IRBs and RECs are like the culinary experts who ensure your creation is not just delicious, but nutritious, safe, and ethical to consume. Today's focus will be exploring ethical oversight, the integral role of research ethics committees and IRBs in PhD research. We'll peel back the layers on the roles of institutional review boards, IRBs, and research ethics committees, RECs, in ensuring that the research you conduct is ethically sound, protecting the rights, integrity, and well-being of all participants involved. And fear not, we will do this in our usual congenial manner, ensuring that you not only understand, but can also apply these essential principles in your research endeavors. It's all about turning theory into practice, transforming the complex into the comprehensible. RECs and IRBs act like guardians of ethical research conduct. They are the meticulous gatekeepers, ensuring the pursuit of knowledge doesn't compromise moral integrity or infringe upon the rights and well-being of participants. It's like having a diligent shepherd watching over his flock, safeguarding them from any unforeseen pitfalls or dangers on their journey through the meadows of discovery. So get comfy, grab a notebook and a cup of your favorite beverage, and let's unravel the intricate dance of ethical research together. Whether you are in the early stages of your dissertation journey or fine-tuning your final draft, there's a wealth of insight to gain and pearls of wisdom to grasp. Stick with me and you'll see it's not about getting it done in haste. It's about mastering the art, making every word, every piece of research resonate with purpose and ethical clarity. Let's dive into the heart of ethical excellence in research and pave the path for groundbreaking discoveries that stand the test of ethical scrutiny. And remember, my fellow scholars, a well-guided journey in ethics is like a well-seasoned dish. It might require a bit of time and meticulousness, but oh, the end result is worth every bit of the effort. Are you ready to illuminate your minds and elevate your scholarly endeavors to new ethical heights? Let's embark on this enlightening journey together and delve deep into the world of ethical oversight in PhD research. All right, dear listeners, let's dive in. And as we do, remember, the pursuit of knowledge is a noble endeavor, especially when navigated with ethical precision and moral clarity. In the first segment, where we will lay the foundation of ethical oversight, an elemental pillar in the world of research. In this segment, we're going to talk about the unsung heroes of academic research, IRBs and RECs. First things first, what are IRBs and RECs? IRBs, or Institutional Review Boards, and RECs, Research Ethics Committees, are like the lighthouses guiding our research vessels. They are specially designed entities to review, approve, and monitor research involving human subjects, ensuring the integrity, safety, and well-being of all participants involved. Why is this important, you ask? Well, maintaining ethical standards is akin to the symphony conductor, ensuring every note is in harmony, creating a masterpiece of coherence and beauty. If we don't uphold these standards, we risk compromising the value and credibility of our research. It's like trying to play a symphony with out-of-tune instruments. It just won't resonate right. The roles of IRBs and RECs are pivotal. They ensure our research sails smoothly through the waves of ethical standards and regulations. They review our proposals with a fine-tooth comb, ensuring our methodologies are sound and our participants are protected. Now, within the broad spectrum of research, there exist some common ethical concerns. These are like the essential spices in our recipe for ethical research: informed consent, confidentiality, and participant welfare. Informed consent is the salt in our ethical recipe. It's indispensable. It's about ensuring that our participants fully understand and agree to their involvement in the research. They should be made aware of the nature, purpose, and potential impacts of the research, and their consent should be voluntary and uninfluenced. Moving on to confidentiality, it's like the secret sauce. It means keeping the participants' information under wraps, safeguarding it like the secret ingredient that gives our research its unique flavor. Lastly, but by no means least, is participant welfare. This is ensuring the well-being of our participants throughout the research process. It's like ensuring that everyone enjoys the meal and leaves the table with a smile. No unpleasant aftertaste or discomfort. So there we have it, a brief rundown of the fundamentals of ethical oversight and research. Remember, ethical integrity is the heartbeat of credible, impactful research. It's our responsibility to uphold it, fostering an environment where knowledge can flourish, unimpeded by the shadows of ethical discrepancies. Now it's time to roll up our sleeves and dig into the crucial steps of engaging with IRBs and RECs. Initiating the process with IRBs and RECs is like planting the first seed in your research garden. It starts with understanding the protocols and guidelines of your institution or the bodies you are submitting to. The initial step is crucial. It's about reaching out early and understanding what is expected in terms of ethical considerations. Don't be shy to engage early with ethics committees. It's like getting to know the soil and climate before you plant the seed. Early engagement helps you foresee any potential ethical dilemmas and navigate through them effectively, ensuring a healthy growth for your research plan. Now, creating a robust and ethically sound research proposal is like crafting a gourmet recipe. It needs the right ingredients in the right proportions, blended with precision and care. To impress the committees, focus on clarity. Make your research questions and objectives crystal clear. It's like listing out your ingredients. No one wants to bite into a dish and find an unexpected chili pepper. Transparency is equally crucial. Disclose every detail, every step of your research process. It's the recipe instructions, no secret steps allowed. And of course, a robust methodology is the heart of the proposal. It's like the cooking technique. If it's not right, the dish won't come together. Committees look for well-designed ethical methodologies that are considerate of participant rights and well-being. Now, once your gourmet proposal is ready, it's time to serve it to the committees. The submission process is straightforward, but it's the review that's the real taste test. During the review, the committees are tasting, smelling, and savoring your proposal, looking for any imbalances or missing flavors. expect them to scrutinize every detail, every ingredient, and every step. It's not to catch you out, but to ensure that the dish, ahem, the research, is safe, ethical, and nutritious for the academic community. If they suggest adding a pinch of salt here or reducing the heat there, embrace it. Address the feedback meticulously. Refine your recipe with humility and precision. It's a collaborative effort to perfect the dish. And there we have it, the crucial steps to engaging with IRBs and RECs, crafting a stellar proposal, and navigating the review. Remember, approach with curiosity and openness, embrace the feedback, and refine with diligence and care. It's about creating a masterpiece that's ethically sound, nutritious to the mind, and delicious to the intellect. All right, fellow scholars, keep your pens poised and your minds open as we continue our journey in the world of ethical research. Let's keep the flame of ethical inquiry burning bright and create dishes, research that is, that enrich the world with knowledge and insight. In our next segment, we are delving into the trials and tribulations of the journey. Let's explore overcoming challenges, revisions, and the path of continuous adherence to those golden ethical guidelines. Firstly, facing rejections and revisions is as natural in this journey as is the need for seasoning in cooking. When the committee returns your proposal with red marks, it's not a stop sign. It's a detour sign guiding you to a clearer, more ethically sound path. So, don't be disheartened. Rejections are not a reflection of your capabilities, but an opportunity to refine, to hone your skills. It's the universe's way of saying, you're almost there, just a little more polish. It's the extra mile that separates the good from the great. Addressing revisions is about attentiveness and meticulousness. It's about fine-tuning your instrument until the melody is just right. Go through each concern raised, understand it thoroughly, and address it with precision and clarity. It's not about defending your stance, it's about evolving it. Remember, resilience and perseverance are your comrades in this journey. Embrace revisions with an open heart and an eager mind. It's the fine sandpaper that smoothens the edges, revealing the masterpiece within. Now, once your proposal gets the nod, the journey doesn't end there. It's crucial to maintain a dance with ethical guidelines throughout your research voyage. It's like continuously tasting and adjusting the seasoning as you cook. It's ongoing until the dish is served. Continuous adherence to ethical guidelines ensures the integrity and credibility of your findings. It's the golden thread weaving through the fabric of your research, holding it together with strength and grace. And maintaining open lines of communication with the committee is like having a seasoned chef guiding you as you cook. Regular check-ins, updates, and feedback sessions are crucial. They not only keep you on the right path, but also enrich your journey with insights and perspectives. So, dear scholars, embrace the bumps, cherish the detours, and dance harmoniously with ethical guidelines. Remember, every challenge is a stepping stone, every revision a brushstroke in your masterpiece. Let's continue to weave the golden threads of ethics into our scholarly tapestries, creating works of insight, integrity, and enduring value. Keep the flame of inquiry burning bright, and may your journey be rich with learning and growth. In our final segment, where we dive into some practical pearls of wisdom to help you navigate the ethics approval process with ease and finesse. Achieving a streamlined ethics approval process is like having a well-organized kitchen. Everything in its place, every ingredient at hand, every tool sharp and ready. Here are some actionable steps to ensure a smooth journey through ethics approval. Start early. Initiate the process as soon as possible. It's like marinating your ingredients. The more time they have, the richer the flavors. Be clear and concise. Present your proposal with utmost clarity and precision. It's the clarity in your recipe that prevents any culinary disasters. Stay informed. Keep abreast of the guidelines and protocols. Knowing the rules of the kitchen prevents any unnecessary fires. Seek guidance. Don't hesitate to ask for help or clarification from your advisors or committee members. It's like having a culinary mentor guiding you through the complexities of gourmet cooking. Now, as we continue to brew our concoctions of knowledge, having the right resources and tools is akin to having the right utensils and cookware. Here are some resources to help you stir your pots with confidence and flair. Ethics, handbooks, and guides. These are like your cookbooks, filled with recipes for ethical success. Most institutions provide handbooks outlining the ethics approval process. Use them wisely. Online forums and discussion groups. These are like the bustling kitchens where chefs exchange recipes and tips. Engage in academic forums, ask questions, share insights, and learn from your peers. Advisory sessions with committee members. These are your one-on-one cooking lessons with the masters. Schedule regular sessions to discuss your progress, address concerns, and refine your approach. Research ethics workshops and webinars. These are your cooking classes where you learn the art and science of ethical research. Attend workshops, participate in webinars, and enrich your understanding of research ethics. So there we have it, a treasure trove of practical insights to help you sail smoothly through the ethics approval process. Arm yourself with the right tools, enrich your mind with insights, and weave the golden threads of ethics into your scholarly endeavors. Remember, the journey might be intricate and challenging, but with clarity, precision, and the right resources, the path becomes a dance of learning and enlightenment. Keep the flame of inquiry alive, and let's create symphonies of knowledge that resonate with ethical harmony and profound insight. Continue to marinate in knowledge, stir your pots with passion, and season your research with ethical brilliance. May your scholarly dishes be a feast to the intellect and a delight to the soul. As we conclude today's journey through the realms of ethical oversight, remember the essence of our discussion, the pivotal role of IRBs and RECs, the meticulous crafting of proposals, the dance with challenges, and the practical magic to streamline your ethical voyage. Ethical oversight is not just a requirement, it's the soul of your research, ensuring its integrity, credibility, and contribution to the world of knowledge. Upholding ethical standards is like maintaining the rhythm in a symphony. It gives life, coherence, and beauty to your scholarly compositions. It's the golden compass guiding us through the uncharted territories of knowledge, ensuring our journey is honorable, our discoveries are pure, and our contributions are invaluable. A heartfelt thank you to all you wonderful listeners for embarking on this enlightening journey with me today. May the seeds of wisdom planted today blossom into fruits of knowledge in your doctoral journey. Let the insights from today be your guiding stars as you navigate the intricate tapestry of your dissertation journey. Apply them, live them, and when the waves get choppy, remember, support is just a reach away. And speaking of guidance to dive deeper and streamline your dissertation journey, check out the playbook, How to Get Your Dissertation Approved in 6 months or Less by Dr. Anthony Robinson, a maestro who orchestrated not one but two dissertations in 6 months. Download your compass from writerser.com/playbook and navigate your journey with expert insights. Keep the flame of curiosity burning bright. Let the melodies of ethics resonate in your scholarly symphonies. And may your journey be a dance of discovery, integrity, and profound revelations.